When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michael says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you and your listeners. Basically, I have to make a decision that doesn't seem to have a solution.
Oh.
My wife has a big family that loves to get together frequently throughout the year. Now they're planning a 9-day trip to Ireland next year, and I have absolutely zero interest in going. Ireland doesn't excite me, and I don't want to spend the $8,000 per person they said it's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, though, they're heavy drinkers and are basically planning an extended pub tour with an occasional castle visit thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm a very casual drinker. Can't stand the thought of spending the night after night in a loud pub. So here's where I need advice. My wife claims if I don't go, it ruins it for her. All of her siblings and their partners are going. But if I do go, I'll be miserable. So I could sure use any suggestions your listeners might have.
Well, if I may, I've been there. You think you will be miserable. And look, you may go on the trip, spend the $8,000, and it turns out I'm wrong and you actually were miserable. And for that, I apologize. I'm not going to refund your money or anything like that. But I'm saying,
don't have the ability to refund the money?
No, I don't. No. But I'm saying, look, I think you may be surprised because forget it's Ireland. Consider it's just any other country, right?
Yeah.
And you have an idea of what you think it's going to be like, and you're not going to know for sure unless you go. And yes, there are the cliches about your parents or your family and them being drinkers and everything. But, you know, I've been there, and there are plenty in every single little town, big town, little town, whatever, in Ireland that I went, there are pubs. And yes, there are people that are in those pubs, but they're not loud. And there's music and there's culture and there's things like that. They don't have to be, you don't have to gravitate towards the crazy loud pubs. Now, you could say that to your family because maybe that's what they want to do. Maybe they want to go to like experience, all the crazy loud pubs and things like that.
Yeah, maybe they're bringing the crazy.
Maybe they are.
The pubs.
Right. But I would say it's, you know, There are so many different things to do other than just go into a pub and look at castles.
Yeah, it's I would agree. I wouldn't pass up this opportunity. I know it's a lot of money, but I get that, you know, family vacations can be a little iffy for people. Not everybody likes to vacation with their extended family. But at the same time, this is the kind of situation where, I get his wife's positions, like, hey, all the other spouses are going, and then
yeah,
I'm going
to be
gonna
the
only
be
the
one.
One?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That doesn't have one. But I think this could absolutely, he's expecting the worst, and it could be like the most amazing trip ever. And he's never going to know unless he goes.
I know. It could surprise him. It could surprise. Yeah. So Kelly and I are both saying go.
Team Ireland, you got to go.
You would be surprised that we, I think, are in the minority. And we'll explain. And if you've got a comment, you feel free, 502-795-1997. I'll explain with some of these people who are saying otherwise on the way on 99.7 DJX. Michael's wife's family planning a 9-day trip to Ireland next year.
Oh, yeah, maybe we need to play the music. Get him in the mood.
Yeah, he has zero interest in going, though. Ireland doesn't really excite him. He doesn't want to spend the $8,000 per person. They said it will run. He knows he'll be miserable if he goes. What's he do? He would be like the only spouse that's not going. Kelly and I both said, let's go.
Yeah, he's afraid of things that of what he thinks it might be like. And you're talking about this is an opportunity to see an entirely different, you know, it's a different country.
Country, culture,
yes,
everything.
Culture,
right,
all of
right,
it
right,
is different.
Right.
Unlike anything that you'd ever experience here in the U.S.
Now,
and if you have the opportunity to go, I think it's a chance of a lifetime.
Now, what I was a little bit surprised was how many people were like, you know what, grow a pair, don't go.
Yeah.
Now, Casey rolls in and says, hey, look, as someone who isn't a big traveler also, I say skip it. That's a lot of money to spend on a trip you aren't passionate about. It's not like she's guilting him into a quick weekend getaway. This is almost a week and a half. Sounds like no one else will share his interests. Sounds like torture.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I get that perspective, but again, I think he's worried about what he thinks it's going to be like.
Another one where it's just like, can she just take a friend instead? Sometimes it's now Sue rolls in and says, hey, sometimes it's not all about you, buddy. You're married. This opportunity for your wife doesn't come up every day. Consider her. Just once.
That's a really good perspective. Jared said, I've been in this situation. But after going, I did have fun and did some things with just my wife and loved it. So go.
Rebecca says, I see both sides of it. I've been in both sets of shoes and it sucks. Tell her to take a friend, but also maybe do a little research because there's more to do in Ireland than just drink.
Yes, 100%.
100%. Yeah, and actually, Natalie, who works in our office, just got back from Ireland Monday, and she was the only she had a Guinness there one time when she went on the Guinness pub tour, but other than that, like they saw sights, they toured, they did all that stuff. So there's a lot of stuff. Shay says life is too short to be miserable. If that's not what you want to do, explain it. She's an adult and she'll be just fine with her family on a trip.
Well, maybe he talks about his fears with the family and just say, hey, listen, I want to make sure that we're taking advantage of a lot of sightseeing and a lot of stuff like that and not just kind of making the trip centered on pubs. That's the one thing I'm concerned about, and see what they say. Maybe he just has to be honest with what he's hoping to get out of the trip. Rach says, I honestly don't think you'd be miserable. Ireland is so amazing. Even just looking around will blow your mind. There's so much to do. And even if you end up mostly in pubs, there's nothing like it here. But $8,000? I was there for 5 days with airfare, spent maybe around $2,000. WTF are you all doing?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I know that it doesn't have to be that expensive to go over there and to take a trip. Maybe it's because they're doing like toured trips and stuff like that.
Just organized about every tour, single. Yeah.
Yeah, organized tours just about every day. And who knows where they're staying. They could be, renting a place, a huge, huge house.
Maybe they're staying in a castle.
Yeah, maybe they are staying in a castle. Who knows? But anyways, I think, there are several that are saying, no, don't go. Just speak your mind. But I still go back to, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I feel like take the trips. You know, it's like that. It's kind of the whole philosophy
life is short,
in life.
Take
life
a trip.
Is short, take
yes.
the trips.
Yes, yeah. Life is short, take a
yeah.
trip.
If you have the chance, it may be way better than you ever expected it to be. But if you do have like concerns about, what you think you're going to be doing there most of the time, just share it with the family and just say, yeah. Hey, I'm not a huge drinker. So I was hoping that we're not just going to be centering the trip around just going to pub after pub after pub.
Yep.
And I'm sure if they, hear that, they'll understand when you're an island, you want to make it a well-rounded trip.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, enjoy the trip. I'm assuming you're going to go. Enjoy it. I mean, take it all in. It is so great.
And then send us pictures.
Yeah, it is so great. All right, there you go. That is group therapy.